Metamorphosis. The good news, or sometimes good news, is our snowpack is always changing. Depending on weather, load, temperature, and vapor movement, our snow crystals change form. We're always hoping for them to change into rounds. We can think of rounds as a bunch of tennis balls in a Tupperware bin. These tennis balls have tons of surface area, allowing for lots of opportunities for them to make strong bonds to one another. Unfortunately, our snowpack can also change for the worse. A good example of this is when we have our cold snaps and see the upper snowpack starting to facet, creating a weak layer on the surface. This weak layer on the surface may create some dry, loose avalanches, nothing too concerning. But as soon as that layer gets buried by the next storm, it now becomes an issue within our snowpack. We need to remember, our snowpack is always changing, and just because we observed something last weekend doesn't necessarily mean it'll be the same the next time we head out. Our snowpack can be altered rapidly when we have a drastic change in weather, such as wind, temperature, etc. This can cause our snowpack to change within a matter of hours. I've had several days out there where the snowpack is strong at the start of the day, and within a couple hours it has changed so much that we start to see some natural avalanche activity just by either winds picking up, temperatures changing, maybe snowfall coming in. Uncertainty. It's part of the process. We're always trying to figure out what the tipping point of our weak layers are. Sometimes it can be surprising and we can see a widespread avalanche cycle with only 5 centimeters of new snow. We're constantly tracking our weak layers, gathering information on their reactivity from snowpack tests and Avalanche Canada, maybe some locals that have been out there, and we're making our best guess at what those layers are doing. Avalanche forecasting is far from perfect, and there's a lot of guesswork involved. You will quickly notice how often we say things like, most of the time, or sometimes, or maybe,